Amy Bean Stoll will now share our morning scripture.
But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cock crow, or at dawn, or else he finds you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake.
Thank you, Amy. I think some of you, like me, received a video that Linda Coy shared by email this week with this story in it. A few years ago, a man showed up in a Washington, D.C. subway station at rush hour. He was wearing a baseball cap and a sweatshirt and jeans. He took a violin out of the case and played for 45 minutes. In that time, only 6 people stopped briefly to listen. About 20 people dropped a little cash in his case, but the thousands of people rushed by. The children most notably wanted to stop, but their parents hurried them on. That man played 6 compositions by Bach, some of the most intricate and beautiful violin pieces in the world. That man was Joshua Bell, one of the world's best violinists. A few nights before, he had packed a concert hall with people who had paid $100 and more to hear him play. His violin that he was playing was one of the world's best, worth over $3.5 million. But in that subway station, no one knew who he was, so they did not see the value and the beauty of what they were hearing. His actions were part of an experiment by the Washington Post, exploring the questions, in a commonplace, ordinary environment, at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we value what we're experiencing when it comes in an unexpected context? The video was titled, Be Alert. Just like these words from Jesus spoken to his followers in Mark's gospel. Be alert. Be aware. Stay awake. Based on the verses that come before this in this chapter, we usually interpret these words to be about the second coming of Christ, the return of Christ from heaven to earth, which was a focus of great anticipation of the early church. They thought he was going to return very soon to restore the kingdom of Israel, to bring in the day of the Lord that the prophets had foretold, to usher in the end of time. They prayed in Greek, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and save us. Come and make all things right. Come and heal this earth. But as the generations and the centuries have passed, the church has had to struggle with what to do with this anticipation and expectation of Christ's return. After all, it has been over 2,000 years, and we're still here. This old world's still plugging along. Most of us, I expect, don't spend much energy and time thinking about the return of Christ. Of course, in times of chaos and uncertainty, some Christians always bring it up. And some leader usually emerges convinced they know exactly when and how it's going to happen. But again and again, those predictions have not come true. So we don't live our lives wondering if Jesus Christ is going to show up today or tomorrow in glory. We don't spend our time wondering about the final day of judgment, I don't think. We live in the here and now of our lives. For 21st century people of faith, these words in Mark's Gospels, in order to mean something to us, need to have a different meaning. What does it mean for us to stay awake and keep alert? What are we looking for this Advent? And what are we waiting and watching for when we hear these words? We talk about Advent as a time of preparation, a time of reflection for the and getting ready for the celebration of Christ's first coming as the baby born in Bethlehem. And if we're honest, Advent can also be about our longing and our grief that so much the world does not reflect God's love and goodness. So much of our world seems broken and violent and unjust. The prophet Isaiah cried out many years ago, "Oh, that the heavens would open and God would come down." We cry with the prophet still. Oh, that God would come down. Oh, that God would act. But we live here in the meantime, in the everyday, ordinary days of our lives. What does it mean for us to stay awake, to watch and wait with hope this first Sunday of Advent with all that's going on in our world today? I think Advent hope calls us to learn to see Christ's presence now. Waiting and watching with hope is about being alert and mindful, paying attention, learning to notice what is in front of us, what we so often miss in the comings and goings of our lives. What did we miss this morning already? What did we fail to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, to feel? What beauty did we not notice? What exquisite music did we not hear? What goodness did we miss because it came in an unexpected context at an inconvenient time, and we were too busy charging along with our lives to realize the amazing thing that was happening? Every spiritual tradition in its own way offers this teaching. Stay awake. Keep alert. Be mindful. In fact, the word Buddha means an awakened one, an enlightened one. Our brains are built to notice what's new and different, what might be a threat, what might be a possible danger. Therefore, the increasing urgency of our news feed trying to capture our attention with drama and crisis. When we see and note these new and strange things, our brains kick into fight, flight, or freeze in response. But our brains are also made to know how to handle the routine and ordinary things without a lot of effort. We go almost on autopilot, don't we? We can do many complicated things by habit without having to consciously think about them very much. It's useful, but it contributes to our falling asleep to our lives, our failing to notice so much of what is around us. I walk every day because I have a big dog. Some days I see so much, but other days I see almost nothing. Some days I realize I could hardly tell you which way we walked this morning, because although I walked, I was caught up in my head, in my own thoughts, my worries and concerns, my plans, my projects. I missed the rising sun, the clouds, the trees, the sounds of the birds, the sounds of my neighbors getting going around me. Stay awake, Jesus said. At our outdoor worship service this summer in DeWitt Park, Edie Regan shared a spiritual practice she began during the time she and Christian were ill with COVID-19. When she was up for walking, she said as she walked, she would ask herself, "What is one thing I'm seeing? What is one thing I am hearing? What is one thing I am feeling right now?" Waking up begins with recentering ourselves in the present moment, with being mindful of what is here. There is so much beauty all around us. There is goodness and grace in every breath we breathe, every beating of our hearts, every moment of our lives. God is revealed in all of our life. But to be awake, to notice God's presence, we have to learn to be tuned in, to respond with all of who we are. What wisdom teachers like Cynthia Bourgeau called three-centered knowing. Knowing not just with our heads, but with our hearts and our moving bodily centers. It takes all of us being engaged to be fully awake, to have eyes to see and ears to hear, as Jesus kept saying. Jesus came and revealed God in the ordinary, the vulnerable, the poor, the meek of the earth. A baby in Bethlehem, a carpenter in Nazareth, a rabbi 2,000 years ago who taught peasants and fishermen, a man who died on a cross. We say that was God in human form. Really? What an amazing claim we make. We say that was God. And yet, I confess I have lost a page of my sermon. Give me a moment, because I know what I want to say, but it's going to be harder. Not here. And yet, we say that as God, and yet so much of the time we miss seeing the God who is here, God who is among us, waiting and watching, staying awake, is about learning to know the God who is here, the God who is already here. Cynthia Bourgeau writes about experience she's come to have many times. She's been living for many years on the coast of Maine, and she's become quite a sailor. And she said, you know, on a good day, when it's sunny, you can set your sights for where you want to go, and you can just sail several miles without having to think about it. It's easy. You know where you're going. But on the coast of Maine, there are many days when suddenly the fog rolls in, and you can't see where you're going at all. And she says, then you have to learn to find your way by noticing the swell of the waves, the scent of the spruce as you get close to shore, the change in the waves as you get near to land, the shift of the breeze. You can learn to find your way, she says, by paying close attention to what is here, what is present in that moment. And all the locals know about it and talk about it. You can learn to find your way home, to find your way forward, by simply paying attention to the here that is around you. That, she says, is about hope. Hope is not looking way down there somewhere. Hope is connecting to the present, mystical hope. The kind of hope that's not about wishing for someday something far away, but learning to tap into what is here. Psychologist Ivana Gagosarian talks about how in our brains we get caught up in negative predictions. We look toward the future and we anticipate bad outcomes, and we certainly are seeing that happening all around us all the time right now. What she challenges us to do, in her language, is to stand on the edge of the unknown with curiosity and courage. Stand on the edge of the unknown with curiosity and courage. And the way you do that, she says, is to tune in to right now. Calm your monkey mind. Pay attention to your feelings, to your bodily sensations, to those who are right around you, to whatever is right around you. Learn to sail in the fog. I think that is what Advent waiting and watching is about. It's about tuning in to that deeper awareness, that presence that is already here, as James said, that you can't see it. It's not all out there big. It's already here. It is inside of us. One of my favorite lectionary writer bloggers has become a man named Steve Garnas Holmes. This is his reflection on staying awake. You can smell when it's going to rain. And you know when a kid is hiding a surprise. You have ways of knowing. Awaken your wakefulness. And watch for how the world, TV, noise, ads, expectations, wants to put you to sleep. Even religion will do it. Distrust the world's cynicism. Stay alert to the little cracks where the divine slips in. Where do you see love? Where do you sense the hunger, the emptiness that God alone will fill? Stay awake with holy curiosity, with hope, not knowing the outcome, but staying alert, trusting God is at work, confident, not yetness, waiting, watching, openness. The head of the household is coming. God is already here and still coming.